100 members of the Healing Our Waters Coalition will make their annual trip to D.C. next month to meet with senators and representatives from the region. At the meetings, Chad Lord of Healing Our Waters says they will present a few things they hope to see in a national infrastructure plan.
It needs to significantly increase federal investments. It needs to prioritize nature-based solutions that save money by preventing problems before they become more serious. It needs to support, not roll back, environmental health and safety protections.
In Trump's budget, infrastructure funding gets a boost. Todd Ames of Healing Our Waters is happy about that, but says the president's plan doesn't solve the nation's water crisis.
Incentives in the plan, to the extent that they exist, are geared toward the privatization of water infrastructure, where decisions, by definition, are based on financial gain rather than public health benefit.
Healing Our Waters also rejects Trump's budget. The outline again slashes hundreds of millions of dollars for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and the National Sea Grant. The budget also eliminates money for a program aimed at reducing pollution from sources like agricultural runoff. That program allows states to give grants to local groups working on the issue. Many elected officials in the Great Lakes region have criticized Trump's budget, including members of Congress and a group of mayors. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.